برنامج صحة وعافية على راديو ميرايا، برنامج لصحتك الجسدية والعقلية.
تابعونا للحصول على مشورة الخبراء بشأن الوقاية والعلاج وكيفية اتخاذ قرارات مدروسة عن صحتك.
كل يوم خميس الساعة 1 ظهرا، ويعاد يوم الأحد في الساعة 5 مساء. برنامج صحة وعافية على راديو ميرايا.
A very good afternoon to all our listeners and welcome to Health and Wellness on Radio Miraya. Today we are focusing on a very important health topic that saves lives every single day. Today we are going to talk about blood donation and blood transfusion services in South Sudan. And also we'll be talking about World Blood Donor Day, which is observed annually on the 14th of June. And this discussion comes as the world, including South Sudan, is preparing for the day I mentioned. So the day is marked to raise awareness about the importance of voluntary blood donation and also to thank unpaid blood donors for their life-saving contribution. But the big question is, how strong is the blood donation system here in South Sudan? Who can safely donate blood to others who are in need? And how can more people be encouraged to become voluntary donors? To help us understand this important topic, I'm joined here in the studio by three experts from the Ministry of Health, World Health Organization, and also the South Sudan Red Cross. First, let me welcome Dr. Angelo Arob from the Ministry of Health. Dr. Angelo, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Miraya.
Good afternoon. Thank you to have me here.
Yes, thank let you. Me also welcome Dr. Katari Swabo from World Health Organization. Dr. Katari, good afternoon and welcome to Health and Wellness.
Thank you so much and good afternoon to the listeners.
Yes, let me also welcome Mr. Johanna Michael from the South Sudan Red Cross. Mr. Johanna, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Miraya.
Good afternoon, Miraya.
اوكي لمستمعينا وكلنا ده برنامج بتاع صحة وعافية. احنا هنكون معاكم من هسا لحد الساعة 2. احنا ماشيين نتكلم عن أهمية بتاع يعني تبرع بالدم. هنتكلم عن يوم بتاع تبرع بالدم اللي هو يوم 14 شهر 6، وبرضو هنتكلم عن وضع بتاع يعني تبرع بالدم في جنوب السودان ماشي كيف. نمشي لفاصل قصير ومنه نجي نبدأ discussion بتاعنا. وإنت لو عندك أي سؤال خلال البرنامج بعدين you will be able to reach us or reach our expert in the studio through our studio lines which are 0912067879. Another line is 0912067929, and we have a third line which is 0912068101. You can also send us SMS through our SMS line which is 0912177141. We go for a short break and we start our discussion.
كن بصحة جيدة وكن سعيدا. أنت تستمع إلى برنامج صحة وعافية على راديو ميرايا.
Yes, welcome back from that short break. And now, as we start our discussion, I would like to bring in Dr. Angelo. As I mentioned earlier, that the world, including South Sudan, prepares to mark World Blood Donor Day in June 14. Can you give us an overview of the blood transfusion situation in South Sudan today? What can you tell us about that?
Thank you very much. The blood transfusion service is anchored on the National Blood Transfusion Service. And the National Blood Transfusion Service sits here in Juba as the headquarters. It's an institution that is an agency to the National Ministry of Health, and it has presence in all the 10 and the 13 states. It has regional facilities in Juba, Wau, Torit and Malakal. These are regional facilities where the National Blood Transfusion Service operates, and it has also hospital blood banks, networks across the 10 states and the 3 administrative areas. And the National Blood Transfusion Service, as an institution, agency of government, oversees the transfusion services across the country that involves the blood collections, donor recruitment, blood donors recruitment, ensuring that the blood that is collected is screened to be saved for transfusion, stored and distributed to the health facilities that require this blood based on doctor's request when those patients need blood.
Right.
Of course, there are a variety of reasons why blood is needed, and for this reason, the doctors are the one to determine, and we have this presence in all the health facilities, mostly the public health facilities. In Juba here, we have Juba Teaching Hospital, Al-Sabah Children Hospital, and Juba Military Hospital, in addition to the National Blood Transfusion Service headquarters at Mobile Runabout.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I bring in Dr. Katari, you have been working together with the Ministry of Health hand in hand. Why blood, voluntary blood donation is important? And if you can take us back to how did the world come up with the idea of people should donate blood and why?
Thank you so much. First things first. You know that blood is a medicine, and in for all other medicines, we have factories that can manufacture them from from animals, from trees, from plants, and so on. However, this drug today that we call blood, you cannot find a factory, you know, that is established somewhere that produces blood. So, but we have a factory that we move with, which is our body. And when a patient needs a blood for transfusion, they can only get it from a health person, you know, a member of the community that is going to donate. I would prefer that this member of the community donates voluntarily without any material gain in return. And that's why we call on the general population to always respond to the noble cause of donating blood, because we can only get it from other people who are healthy to save the lives of the others who would otherwise have lost them in the hospitals. So that is the main reason as to why we call upon the population to always donate.
Yeah, and as you are working with the Ministry of Health, how do you make sure that the facilities that Dr. Rob mentioned restore this donated blood in a safe place till it reaches the patients who are in need of it? How do you do that together with the Ministry of Health?
So the safety of blood has to be vein to vein, meaning that the first vein is the vein of a blood donor, and the last vein is the vein of the patient. So there is a number of activities that do take place. It's a very long process within the transfusion chain. So the first thing we need to emphasize is that we take care of the safety of the blood donor that is going to donate this blood. There's a series of checks that we conduct to ensure that the blood donor is not having any adverse donor reactions. Then we process this blood. We screen it, because it has to be free from the transfusion transmissible infections, which we call the TTIs, which are four. That is hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV 1 and 2. I think, Patricia, you're aware that HIV have two types of HIV, 1 and 2. And HIV 1 is more prevalent in this East African region, and HIV 2 is more prevalent in the West African region, so we test for both. And then there is syphilis. And depending on the epidemiology of a certain country, other tests can be included. And different, infections that can be transmitted through a blood transfusion. So after that, we store the blood. When we know and we have validated that it is safe for transfusion, then we distribute it to the hospitals or to the patient that needs a transfusion. So in all that, WHO is here to support. And as we speak today, WHO has been able to support the National Blood Transfusion Service with all the equipment that are needed to do the testing, to do the processing, or to do the screening, with the necessary reagents and the kits and so on. And also to the hospitals. Today we are looking at all the 10 states mm-hmm. and three administrative areas that have been where we have distributed this storage equipment, so that the blood, in addition to the safety of it getting from the donor, but mm-hmm. it also safe, it is safely stored before it is issued to the patient that needs it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Katare. Before I bring in Johanna to talk about the outreach activities and the community awareness that you do outside there as Red Cross, maybe I bring first Dr. Angelo Arop. In South Sudan, we sometimes receive report of blood shortage. People are really in need of blood, and it is not there. Yeah. Through the hospitals, including the blood bank, how do you prioritize patients who are supposed to receive this blood first?
Yeah. Well, in a medical profession, priorities are always very important. Mm-hmm. Before, of course, shortage of blood is a widely known challenge. For several reasons that we may dive in later. But then how do we prioritize? Because the blood that we collect at the NBTS, at the National Blood Transfusion Service, and even in the hospitals, we have two systems. We have the voluntarily donated blood from blood donors they just donate, you know, this blood to be processed and given to patients that require this blood, especially emergencies. Mm. So this blood is stored at the NBTS, at the National Blood Transfusion Service headquarters. And this blood is issued on the request of the doctors. Of course, the doctors will write requesting for a certain number of units for based on the patient need. Mm-hmm. And once this request comes to the NBTS, to the National Blood Transfusion Service, we will look into the request and then be able to prioritize based on the health need. You know, they are urgent condition, emergency, and then urgent, and they are selective issues, for example, transfusions that may be required to be transfused after days. So we definitely push on the most urgent conditions that require blood. For example, take an example of somebody who got a road traffic accident and they are profusely bleeding. Mm-hmm. So such people will come to the rescue. If they are units of blood, then we prioritize them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, Johanna, with the South Sudan Red Cross, what role does your organization play in mobilizing blood donors here in South Sudan?
Thank you. South Sudan Red Cross has been supporting or partnering with the National Ministry of Health, specifically the National Blood Transfusion Service, in the area of community awareness and community sensitizations in area of blood donations since 2014 up to date. Our role is to make the communities educated and well-informed in when it comes to blood donations, because all these cases that are mentioned by Dr. Angelo and Katari is because of the lack of information and indications in the community. And therefore, we have different strategies that we use, because in public health, to break a barrier, there is a lot of strategies that you can use. So Red Cross is using community house-to-house as one of our strategies that has been used for more than now 12 years. Mm. Volunteers go door to door from house to house in different areas in Juba. And not only Juba, also the same activities has been implementing in Torit and Wau. Mm. So in house to house, we are targeting people who are be able to donate blood voluntarily. So another strategy that we are doing is through the radio talk show, because we know the number of the volunteers that are reaching house to house is not enough. So therefore, they cannot reach some far areas, but through radio, we can reach far better. So one of the strategies is we are using through the radio talk shows. We come and we educate people through the radio talk show about the importance of blood donations. And this. So other strategies that also we have been using is a group educations group educations. This always a strategies that we have been using in a club in the universities, like the schools and universities, secondary schools, universities, and institutions. This we are targeting the people who are eligible also to donate blood through these strategies. So, and all these activities we have been doing, we have an AIC material developed and approved also by the IFRC, that is the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescents.
Mm.
They are supporting us in with these AIC materials to educate people through all this.
And is it effective? Are people really coming up and donating blood, or you are facing some challenges with people turning up to give them blood?
Of course, when we talk of behavior change, mm-hmm. this is something takes time for us in order to break these barriers.
Mm.
But so far, if we can analyze the turn-up of the donors from 2014 up to date, we can see there is improve, because every month we have data collections and where we do analysis between donations collected through outreach and then in the center. Based on the analysis, we get that the center is getting more people donating. That shows us that the information, the strategies that have been implemented is effective,
mm-hmm.
though it takes time for us to reach that level of everyone understand about the voluntary blood donation and come by themselves to donate blood. It takes time for us, but there is improvement in terms of blood donation collection, but we are not reaching the targets that it's wanted by the WHO standard.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. لمستمعين بتانا ده برنامج بتاع صحة وعافية بيجيكم كل يوم الخميس من الساعة واحد لساعة اثنين معي أنا ميدولين جوزيف والليلة هنا قاعدين نتكلم عن يعني اليوم العالمي اللي هيكون يوم 14 شهر 6 للناس اللي بتبرعوا بالدم أهمية حقه شنو ووضع بتاع تبرع بالدم في جنوب السودان كيف ومعي داخل الاستوديو دكتور أنجلو أروب from National Minister of Health وزارة الصحة الاتحادية وكمان دكتور كاتاري سوابو from منظمة الصحة العالمية وكمان السيد يوحنا مايكل من الصليب الأحمر في جنوب السودان. In case you have any question to our guest in the studio, you can call us through our studio lines, which are 09-1206-7879. Another number, 09-1206-7929. We have also a third line, which is 09-1206-8101. Let's pick some calls. Hello, Radio Miraya.
أهلاً
وسهلاً.
كيف يلا كويس يا؟
أنا كويس معنا منو متصل
يلا وين؟ جيمس ليا من مدينتين ساس عندي.
Yes, James Lea.
شكراً لديب الفيديو وأنا بشكر البرنامج. طبعاً التبرع بالدم ده حاجة مهم جداً. يعني تبرع بالدم للزول بقدر الزول بتاعه بكون يعني روحه بتاعه بكون شوية كويس يعني ده بكون ده مساعدة تمام. سو انا عندي سؤال بتاعي كده بقى مش كده طبعا في ناس كتير يعني مثلا طبعا الناس المتعجين للدم نساوين الاملانين برمانا دير عملاء عملية او كمان زول مكسر دير عملاء عملية برضو متعجين للدم كمان يال سكر كمان يعني دال دير الدم تو باك دين في محال ده كان نيتا يعني قوليو خلاص دارين دم يجرو من فلان زول بقولو لا دم بتاعي زاد ما يجرو انا زاد ما عندي كيسل جسم تاعي فكير انا زور جيك أنا ما بجرو حال يا تزول ياو البجرو دوم منو عشان هو بقدره عشان بستعد زول هو حال زول المستبير ياو بجرو ولا زول الكيف ده واحد من الرجلين حال الزول كان بجرو دوم بتوع في حاجة ثانية بعمله وراو لزول عشان يرجع دوم بتوع شوية كمان.
Okay, شكرا كتير James Lea. Let's pick another caller. You can call us through our studio lines that I've mentioned. And our guest in the studio can answer your question. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Marhaba.
Ahlan usahlan.
Adwai Agwet Arang.
Munu Mirang?
Adwai Agwet.
Yes, Adwai Agwet. Welcome.
Akwai, shukran lek. Ana basal si sawal bitadal. Tabarra badam, da.
Mm-hmm.
يمكن الراجل يبرع بدم لمرأة الراجل أو المرأة يبرع بدم راجل بتاع مرة.
أوكي.
أي.
أوكي شكرا لك كتير. دكاترة في استوديو هيجاوبوا لسؤال بتاعك. حلو راديو مرايا.
Yes, راديو مرايا.
Yes, good afternoon.
You are speaking to Godfrey from Dubai.
You are not clear. Can you come again, please?
You are speaking to Godfrey here in capital Juba.
Yes, Godfrey from Juba. Welcome.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to appreciate the guests in the studio for the good topic that they have brought today for us here. I have one question that I would like to ask them. Is the blood donation is free for everyone, or there are some people that they need to them to donate the blood? If so, is there any payment for it? If in case somebody has come to donate the blood, they are able to pay the person, or is it free to donate it? This is a question I would like to know from them.
Okay. شكرا كثير جوفري لسؤال بتاعك. نشيل مكالمة تاني ومنه تجاوبوا أسئلة ده كله مع بعض. حلو راديو مرايا.
أي مرحبا بك.
أنا كويس الحمد لله.
أي معك مارشيلو كاسميرا من دنجير.
يس مارشيلو من دنجير فضل.
أي الموضوع جميل خالد. لكن اللي في نفس الوقت الواجهة نفسي أولا بخلي الناس ما قاعدين بأجل بعمل تساعد
تعال مرة تاني بليس كام أجين أها اتفضل.
أنا قلت في اثنين وضوية أو بعض الناس أو الناس ما قاعدين بعمل بلاد نفسي عند الواحد يعني بعد مراني تهذا ما انت وجن إنت ممكن تتبرر بدهم أي يوم لو إنت ممكن إنت بقيت ديانة وإنك بقول بجاك مهمتي لك يعني بقولوا لك دم دي ماخر يعني دم دي ممكن يعني قلت لك ما بدي لك تاني يعني ممكن وإنت لما جيت وقول لك دم دي ماخر يعني من الدقات رسل هو دم دي من وقود للناس اللي بتعمل المهم اللي من بعرفه الثاني بتاعه يعني بعد مرات إنت لما جيت ممكن لو دم دي فيه ممكن وقول لك إنت أم الله جاي شوية كده بتاع عجل بتاع قبل كده يلا جرى يا أوكا بام الناس يعني ما بيكال الناس يكون عندهم نية كان من قبل قال لا الناس يضرب الدم زور ما بودي الدم بتاعه ده أو أجد هذا بس
يا أوكي مارشيلو يس دكاترة في استديو هاي جابوا سؤال ده. هلا راديو ميرايا.
يس هلا.
يس جود افترنون.
يس جود افترنون تو يو هاو ار يو.
ام فاين ويلكم.
يس كول مي مرسالي فروم موكايا.
يس مرسالي فروم موكايا.
Yeah. So my question to the guest.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Like if I have a group O blood, that person who needed blood is having a group A. Can this blood of group O can be given to that person who having a blood of group A? Yeah, and then two is the really, we don't know this blood which is donated. How many types of blood do we have really here in the human body? Yeah, this is just my question.
Okay. Shukran Katir Mursali. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm very fine. Welcome.
Thank you. I greet you with your guest in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful thing. أنا عندي أدمان سؤال بس.
اتفضل معنا منو متصل من وين؟
Call me Joseph from Twin South.
Yes, Joseph from Twin South. Please go ahead.
Yeah. أنا سؤالي أو. طبعا النسبة بتاع donation ده. Enta lo amal da donation le blood le zol ma griba kede yala zol ma griba and you give the donation to the person yala fi aje kede patient de beje bamulo le saban saman daga nina gardenas ma galia ki enta lo machet pata zol le will help you help him or her or he's going to help you back.
يا سؤال شنو جوزيف؟ انه
انا ana swale ya italo sata zol bedam ha mumkin zol ya mulaje lek san damde eji rajale
okay
yeah
yes shukran
tu fi swal gere yani ze ana gana sama gal ita zol wa mal dog donation le zol zol ma mulaje lek ibi bukam yani ita ma buk mala muksud le dam malita amul the donation le zol dal zol le bamshi bumud is it true
Okay. Shukran kathir. Dakatra fil studio haijawabu le sual bitakri. Indana mutasilin kathir, but maybe we can give them chance again later. We go first to answer this question. Maybe we start from Joseph, actually, who called from Tonj. Maybe Dr. Arop or Sewama Johanna, you can answer that question.
Yeah.
He asked about, for example, if you donated blood to someone, that person, is he supposed to do something back to you because you have given your blood?
Mm.
And then the second question, if the person did not reward you, is the person going to die?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Radio Mariah, and for the callers, for these wonderful questions. Joseph has a very valid question regarding whether, the donor should receive a reward from the recipient of the blood.
Right.
Well, what we prioritize, as we said earlier, is that this process of you donating blood, you're saving a life of another person, and you are donating, it's a gift. It's a gift. So it's like giving somebody without expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we encourage voluntary blood donation. When we say voluntary blood donation, non-remunerated, it simply means we are not expecting payment back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just helping somebody because you never know who will need help. It could be your relative, it could be a stranger, and it could be you tomorrow. You never know.
Right.
So the best way is just to donate, give blood, and save a life. That's the most important reward. The reward is from above.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we say blood is so precious that it has no value.
Right.
Yeah, there's no value of money. There's no value of what that you can attach to blood. And for this reason, we encourage voluntary blood donation. And in South Sudan, in fact, paid donation is a crime against the law of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So voluntary blood donation is what is accepted by the country and by the laws of the country.
And then the second question.
The second question regarding whether somebody can die because they have not been received payment,
yes,
or they have not paid their donors.
Mm-hmm.
This to me, it's absolutely not true. It's a myth. And it's something that we really need, our people to understand that we are not. This has nothing to do with the help that you have helped somebody. In fact, those people are blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
They are blessing you by helping them. So there is no point of them, dying. And even the person who is helping, like me donating a blood to the patient, I'm expecting them to recover.
Right.
So there's no point of them dying, sincerely speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And there has no science in that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let me bring in Dr. Katari to answer the question of Mursali from Mukaya.
Mm.
He asked about the different group for blood. He said, for example, if a person is type O, and then the person who is in need is type A, can that blood for type O, can it be given to the person who has group A and it is okay? And then he also asked another question about different types of blood groups. I think that is, maybe you can just touch something on it because it is a very big topic to talk about all the blood groups.
Thank you so much. We have four major types of blood groups. We have different, up to more than 36 blood systems, but now we are talking about the ABO blood group, blood system. And the ABO blood system has got four major blood types. That is the blood group O, blood group A, blood group AB, and blood group B. So, and each of these has got a plus or a minus.
Mm.
So we talk about blood group A positive, blood group A negative. Talk about blood group B positive and blood group B negative. Talk about blood group AB positive and blood group AB negative. And lastly, you have blood group O positive and blood group O negative. So you can be right to say the major blood groups are four, but again, you're also right to say that the blood groups are eight, because mm-hmm. each of the four has got a plus and a minus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is answered. How many blood types in the human body? So we can say there are eight,
yeah.
But you're also right to say there are four.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it comes to blood transfusion, we have got different components of blood. You know, when a donor gives their blood, we can get out up to four different types of different components. The red blood cells, platelets, fresh frozen plasma, and the fourth type that we call cryoprecipitate antihemophilic factor. Now, if we are referring to to red blood cells, blood group O is a universal donor. That means he can give to blood group A, to blood group B, and blood group AB, and at the same time, blood group O. So he's a universal donor.
Mm.
But when you're talking about a product that is containing fresh plasma, because we have some antibodies there, that's where you find the antibodies, so we're talking about the blood group AB as the universal donor.
Mm-hmm.
So this has to come out very, clearly, that if it is red cells, the blood group O is the universal donor, can donate everyone. And when it is plasma, blood group A is the universal donor.
Okay? Right.
Yes.
Right. But for me, when it comes to this issue of maybe the patient is, let us say, group A,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they ask the relatives, mm-hmm. we need blood, mm-hmm. if anybody can come and donate. And maybe some of the relatives are not immediate relatives.
Mm-hmm.
They have different type of blood.
Hmm.
Can they give this blood, you store it in your bank,
hmm.
and then maybe the doctors in the bank can give the type of the blood needed to the patient to save the patient, and this blood of the relatives can save other patients? Do you do that? Well, it is a must for the patient, for the relatives to give the same blood needed that time.
Well, here we're talking about replacement
mm-hmm.
blood donation.
Yes.
There are two types of replacement blood donation. There is the family replacement, and then the, another type of replacement whereby we can have, let's say you have a patient,
mm-hmm.
we can call upon you as family members to donate blood to save your mm-hmm. own patient.
Mm-hmm.
That is family replacement.
Yes.
But you can also have a scenario where we have blood within our stock, and you need 4 units of blood.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell you, bring 4 donors.
Any type.
Anyone, even if not from your family.
Yes.
As long as the 4 that you have given to your patient are being replaced.
Mm-hmm.
That is another form of replacement donor. So it's always good. But we also have patients who are not accompanied.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say someone is moving from Juba to Bor, and on the way he gets a road traffic accident. He's alone, in the car, he's with others, but he's rushed to Bor Hospital, and there are no relatives. All his relatives are in Juba.
Yeah.
What happened to such a patient? We are losing it. We might lose a life there,
mm-hmm.
if we are depending on family replacement,
mm-hmm.
or any replacement, because he's not even accompanied. Maybe he's even in a coma because of the accident. So there is no one to really come to his rescue. That's why we always call upon the general population,
mm-hmm.
to donate freely, have the blood processed, screened, and put into the blood bank at Bor Hospital to cater for such patients.
Right.
Because otherwise, if we don't enhance voluntary non-remunerated blood donation, we are going to lose such lives.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Katari. We have a question from Marcello from Demzibir.
Mm.
Maybe I will give this question also to Dr. Angelo and also Johanna. He said sometimes you can donate blood, but later, when you're in need of blood, you cannot get blood to save your own life. Sometimes you're asked to pay money to get the blood. Is it happening, and how do you handle that?
Issues to do with lack of blood, sincerely speaking, we have shortage, a very severe shortage. According to international standards, we are expected as a nation to at least have 1% of our populations donating blood in order to meet our health needs in terms of blood transfusion services. This is our expectation. Take an example, our population stands at 15.7. So we are expected to have 157 units every year in order to meet our needs. For us to be able to meet these needs has always been a nightmare. We have struggled. You find that we don't even meet the half of what is needed, required out of us. So there is a big gap in terms of blood transfusion services. And this gives us a reason to call upon people to donate. And there is this perception that our donors have. They donate blood, hoping that this blood will be stored in the blood bank. And once they need it, they will get it there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not never the case, because definitely once it's like a drop in a ocean. So as soon as you donate blood, that blood is already, somebody's waiting to receive that blood. There's somebody on a critical bed at Juba Teaching Hospital or Al Sabah Children Hospital or Military Hospital who needs that blood. So as soon as you donate, that blood is screened. Once it is confirmed itself, it is the doctor's request is waiting for that blood to be issued. So there is that. It's a question of supply versus supply versus the consumption. You get the consumption. So once the little blood comes in, the rate of consumption, the demand is higher than the supply.
Mm.
And that is why they don't get the blood when they come looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get it.
Right.
And this is a big challenge. This shows whether it is sold or not. As I said earlier, blood is not for sale. And again, the national regulations of South Sudan do not allow sale of blood. Anybody found to have sold blood will be taken as a criminal and will follow the procedures.
Mm.
So it will be paraded before the court and will be sentenced for the sale of blood. So blood is not for sale. Of course, we have heard about issues of where people are talking about sale of blood. But when we ask them, show us the people that are selling blood, nobody has shown us any single person, because it's the right of each and everyone, any South Sudanese citizen, to bring to our attention, to the attention of authorities, even to the police, tell them somebody has sold me blood, and that person will be arrested.
Right.
Blood is not for sale.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Angelo. We have two questions so that we ask the rest of the question. Our time is running.
Yeah.
We have question from James Lear, the same question from Marcello, and also from Geoffrey. Let me combine them all. I have it also here.
Mm.
Who is eligible to donate blood? I don't know if Dr. Katari, you can answer this, or you, before I go to activities of Red Cross as we are going to celebrate the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so start. Much. There are different eligibility criteria for someone to be allowed to donate blood. But first and foremost, there is the age of consent.
Mm-hmm.
And in South Sudan today, the age of consent is 18.
18, yes.
And according to the Constitution. So because it is voluntary, non-remunerated, someone has to consent to give their blood, and the age of consent is 18. And the maximum is 65.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone between the age of 18 and 65 can be allowed to donate blood. There's the minimum weight, which is supposed to be 50 kilograms. Then if you're a female, you're not supposed to be in your menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
And even after the menstruation, you have to come to donate after 7 days. There are also other examinations that we do conduct on the potential blood donor, including blood pressure, including hemoglobin, and also there is one key element that we you must fulfill. You must be in position to fill a blood donor questionnaire, without which we cannot be able to even allow you. And this is filled in total confidence, without any coercion, without any influence by any other person, so that you can respond to the question truthfully. And this this is where we do an assessment of your behavior. We do an assessment of your medical conditions, the past medical history, and so on. So in a nutshell, that's what I can say. The first thing is to have the will to donate voluntarily, mm-hmm. but also to be able to undergo this assessment. And the other, criteria to fulfill, we can maybe look at them when we assess you for the right suitability to donate.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Katare. Now, Mr. Yohana, as I mentioned earlier, that 14 of these months is the World Blood Donor Day. Do you have any activities planned ahead of the celebration of this day?
Yeah, thank you. World Blood Donor Day is the day that we celebrate every year, and this is the day that we honor all our donors, all the voluntary donors. We call it the Day of the Champions of Life-Saving. So this year, of course, we are going to have our usual events going to take place at the National Blood Transfusion Service, and we are having a couple of activities. Actually, this week that we started, this is the awareness week, where we have radio talk shows. We're also going to have some short videos that has been conducted by some of our comedians. Mm. And we also engage our elder Yaba Buruburu, also on the streets, mm-hmm. To do some awareness. And also we are engaging some of the artists and prominent figures in order to help us in raising awareness, to mobilize people to come and celebrate that day.
Okay. And then World Health Organization?
Yeah. Thank you.
This year, actually, because World Blood Donor Day always in 14 June, mm-hmm. but because of the day that will fall on Sunday, we are pushing it to be on 16th, Tuesday. The same place.
Where is it celebrated? Blood Bank?
National Blood Bank.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Dr. Katare.
Yes, thank you so much. World Blood Donor Day is among the 11 health days on the WHO calendar, just like the World AIDS Day, World No Tobacco Day, World mm-hmm. Malaria Day, and so on. And we started celebrating it in 2004 in South Africa. It has been hosted on the African continent in three countries, South Africa, Rwanda, and Algeria, 2004, 2019, mm-hmm. and 2023, respectively. And the theme for this year is One Drop for Humanity, Give Blood, Save Lives. Mm-hmm. So you can understand, in that theme, you hear something humanity, which means that humanity is put at the heart mm-hmm. of the exercise. So when you're giving your blood, you're giving a life, you're giving a life to someone to extend somewhere else. And it is celebrated majorly due to fulfill three mm. major objectives. Mm. The first one is to thank the voluntary blood donors that who donate to save lives without any material gain in return. Number two is to also increase awareness that blood donation is key, and there is there are patients outside there who need us to donate. And number three, it is celebrated on the 14th of June to give honor to Karl Landsteiner, who developed or invented the blood groups, Karl Landsteiner, in 1901, and also the RH, the plus and minus we talked about, yeah. in 1937.
Thank you so yes. much, Dr. Katare. Dr. Angelo, I'm giving you 30 seconds to give your last message.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Radio Mariah, for hosting me here and for the listeners for ensuring that, you know, you ask questions, you listen to our health messages in regards to blood transfusion. My call is simple. Please turn up at the National Blood Transfusion Service on 16th of June. Come in large numbers. We have space for everyone. Please come to the National Blood Transfusion Service. Come ready to donate blood. Bring a friend with you. Bring a relative with you. Bring everyone with you. Make sure you turn up in large numbers, especially young people. This is a patriotic move. You know, our fathers and forefathers sacrificed for this country to have it. And it is our turn to donate our blood to save lives, not to the gunshots, but rather voluntarily to save lives of our people. Please come up in large numbers. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Angela Robb. Thank you so much, Dr. Katari Swabo. And also thank you so much, Mr. Johanna Michael, for joining us. Up to here, we have reached to the end of this Health and Wellness. The repeat will be aired on Sunday, 5 to 6 in the evening. From me, my Julian Joseph, will say bye-bye.
برنامج صحة وعافية على راديو ميرايا، برنامج لصحتك الجسدية والعقلية.
تابعونا للحصول على مشورة الخبراء بشأن الوقاية والعلاج وكيفية اتخاذ قرارات مدروسة عن صحتك.
كل يوم خميس الساعة 1 ظهرا ويعاد يوم الأحد في الساعة 5 مساء. برنامج صحة وعافية على راديو ميرايا.